Let's bring Dr. Sadie Allison in here. Spanish, you go get her and put her in the sex seat. We should make her have like some sort of sex swing seat or something.
Yeah, I'm sure a doctor would love to do that.
Don't you think she tries it all out? And really, what?
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. And the whole fact that she's hot makes it better. It's also the reason why I'm periscoping.
Oh, okay.
I feel that Dr. Sadie Allison will bring in. Oh, yeah, very pretty. How are you doing? Come on in, Pumpkin. Sit down. Have a seat. It's very nice to meet you. That is a sex seat.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You should bring your own sex apparatus, like a swing, and sit in it while you do the interview. I don't know. That's just me being a pervert. How are you doing? Yeah, sit down. That's your mic. You could put the headphones on there. You want to stand? Yeah, because you're a tiny little thing.
No, I just
you got to move. I got you.
You said that's a sex seat, and now she thinks it's just people have sex on there, and it's disgusting.
Nope, that's where you're sitting, sir. You're all right over there. This is Dr. Sadie Allison. You can see Doc on Bone TV right now and on Periscope as well. How did you get into this business? What did you do before where you were like, I need to teach people about sex?
I started in high school as the advice giver.
Oh, to your friends?
Yeah, I was nicknamed Little Dr. Ruth.
Why? Were you sexually promiscuous at a young age, or did you just know more?
I knew more, I was explorative, and I was having a good time.
Did you have a bad reputation?
There were girls that would say their things, yeah. You know, but I realized in talking to my girlfriends that they were not achieving the big O, and they had boyfriends.
And you were in high school.
I was. Mm. And so I wanted to share the pleasure, and I was like, really? Well, do you self-pleasure? Do you know how to do that?
Right.
And you get shy. And
why? Nobody wants to talk about that, though, when you're in high school.
I know, because everyone's embarrassed, and there's shame put around it, and negative messaging. So I wanted to empower my friends to feel comfortable and teach them how to do it. So I taught hundreds of girls throughout my life.
Now, when you say you're teaching them, what are you telling them? Are you showing them? What's going on? I'm talking about in high school, just for my own images.
I was just telling them.
Yeah okay.
I need to clarify.
Right.
Yeah, so I was telling them all about their anatomy, about lubrication, different ways to touch and explore, and it would work. They would learn how to do that and give themselves an O, and then I would be fulfilled. And you know, the gift of giving is so powerful.
Yes.
I was giving them a gift, and that's what I really wanted to do, but I realized that by knowing I gave them that gift and they can run along and explore now, that gave me so much pleasure.
Because ladies really do get screwed in the whole process. We're a lot easier to please.
The wind blows, you're ready to go. It happens.
But that's the thing. Guys are so much quicker to be satisfied, and it was easy for us to figure our own bodies out. But ladies, you got complicated equipment, and it's been society doesn't like when you talk about it. So you've had a much tougher time. So
that's absolutely right, because our organs and our anatomy all goes inward.
Right.
There's various parts. It takes 20 minutes to get blood flow to even get to a point of arousal. Yeah, it's complicated.
You can't blame us for not making you satisfied, because we don't know what you got. I mean, we have an on-off switch. You guys have like I got to cut a red wire to stop the bomb from going off.
You have to turn two keys at the same time.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's exactly why self-pleasure is so important for women, because I tell the girls, if you don't know your own body, how do you expect him to figure it out?
Yeah.
These guys are fumbling in the dark already.
And you don't tell us. Most girls won't tell you either. We were just talking about Carmen. Carmen likes to tell guys. She's no problem telling guys what to do.
She is so pretty.
Yeah, it's all right. So if we're making sweet love and the worst thing girls could do is fake it, I'd rather you tell me this is terrible than fake it, because if I'm going at 40% and you fake it, I think from now on I only have to go 40% for you to finish. So you've ruined it.
See, now you care, and I love that.
I was when I was younger, more of a giver. Now I'm older, married now. I'm lucky.
No.
But I do. You don't want to. I don't want to. It's very easy for me. If I'm going to do it just to finish, I can do it by myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing with women, is they don't want to hurt your feelings, and that's why women fake it so much, because men have egos, and they don't want to upset you, or they don't want to let you down, because a lot of guys will try all night long, and like, why?
Yeah, after a while, that gets annoying.
Yeah. Also, so they don't want to make shame that comes with it, I think.
Who, for who, guys?
No, for like the girl, because if you don't, if you deal with young, immature guys, and they're like
you do,
something's wrong with you.
Yeah, we've created that. It's your fault. Yeah. If we can't get the job done, we've made you feel like you're broken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's another reason for faking it.
It's that. And the other thing is, a lot of guys have egos, and they wouldn't receive it well. So I know girls that say, I want to tell my guy, but I don't want to hurt his feelings, and then he might get mad at me. And so I would like to suggest to the guys out there to just kind of chill a little bit and open up that conversation and allow your lady to give you that feedback without making her uncomfortable or feeling like you're going to get mad.
Here's the other problem. When it comes to guys, we are a one-size-fits-all. But when it comes to ladies, you are one of three options. Okay. You're innies, outies, or both. You know what I'm saying? There are a certain amount of girls who can get stimulation as an innie, and then there are certain girls who only get it as an outie, and you have to figure that out with each different girl.
That's right. And you might be the stud with one woman, and you go to your next girlfriend, you got to start all over.
Yeah, different game plan. Different.
Completely different. Oh, everybody likes different things.
So complicated. On top of that, you're all emotional wrecks, too. What do you suggest? Because Carmen and I went to the Todd Supercenter, where they have a whole array of museum of dildos. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we went there and we videotaped it because there are some things there that... You just yell, is that the womanizer?
Yes.
Okay, well, Carmen seems to be loving
oh,
that.
I can't wait to hear.
She didn't use it, but she just opened it up before you came in. But there are so many things to look at that you don't even know where a novice would start in that store.
That's right. It is a big sea of pleasure toys. Yeah. There's a lot. And that's why on my website, ticklekitty.com, I have a section called Newcomers.
I'm gonna go there.
No pun intended. Awesome. That's all the toys. So I curate all the toys on my website for that purpose. One is I want to make sure they're quality, and we have a toy tester team to make sure they actually work well.
Now, do you get to write those off because you're testing them
absolutely.
And it's research?
Absolutely. Yeah, and all my lingerie. Smart. And when I go to strip clubs and all of that stuff,
it's all research.
It's research.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
It's really cool.
Ticklekitty.com is where I'm at now. There's stuff for women, men, couples, and a little information about Dr. Sadie. Now let's talk about this thing, the womanizer. This looks more like something that would suck blackheads out of your nose than it does a sex toy. Although it does look very appealing, it's just similar to
that. That's the sexiest description you've ever had. A big otoscope would work.
Yeah.
Zip picker. Okay. So this is a revolutionary toy, and I've been selling toys for 15 years.
Right.
And I've been in the business for about 30. And it's revolutionary, high-tech luxury. And what it has inside this tip is an air suction technology.
Yeah.
So you probably know where I'm going with this. The number one thing men like in the bedroom, it's two letters. It starts with a B.
Yes.
Okay. So this air suction, very gentle, does the same thing for a woman right on her pleasure spot.
Oh.
Yeah.
The future
is
now.
When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, my God, I need one of those.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, and you know, obviously, we have to be delicate the way we say this, but we're talking very clinical. I mean, these are things that women really need to know. Carmen likes emotion like what that does.
Yeah.
But I believe, and I am not one of those people, but I believe for some of them, like Dr. Sadie's putting it on her nose, mm-hmm. and it is sucking her nose.
Ever so gently.
It's, right.
You can feel it just barely here or
attach
on your
itself.
Nose. However, because we have 8,000 nerve endings
mm-hmm.
on the tip of our love there.
It's much more exciting.
Very powerful.
See, I like it a little rougher.
Yeah,
but.
Let me see that thing in Spanish. But see, the thing is, what I'm saying is some guys, if you tell them, Carmen, to do that, oh yeah, how you doing?
Just, yeah, it's really gentle, yeah. but works great. And here's the thing about this toy that's miraculous, is 52% of the women who tested this achieved a big O in less than 60 seconds.
Oh, man. Whoa. See, that's good.
You know, let's start the clock, Carmen. Go!
on break, someone around here can try it.
Here's what I propose that we do, is I wanted Carmen to go in my office with the womanizer, lock the door so nobody could bother her, mm-hmm. and she could take a camera in there with her and just put it on her face. And we could watch her on her face and see we can clock it. We could put a clock on there, Carmen, and see how long it would take. What would be the harm in that?
That's just a lot of pressure. Like, I have no problem going in the office and doing that.
Ooh. Right.
But with a camera on me,
she doesn't need the camera.
That's the thing. Like, listen, that's just too much pressure for me.
Carmen, if you and I went in the office together and there was a camera on me, it would be a lot of pressure, but I'd still figure it out. You know, can't you go? We'll give you time to go in there and forget the camera's there, and then you could start.
No.
Or you could whisper sweet nothings in her ear, and she wouldn't know anything else.
Just run there and punch her in the ear, and she'll finish. But hey, Carmen, what if we did it without the camera? What if we just had you on the phone or something?
Oh, I know.
Just like on speaker.
I know.
You forget it's there, and you just do
He's
it.
He's persistent.
I know.
He's like, you are going to go use that womanizer toy in the break.
I see the thing with this, Carmen, is I find if I negotiate with her, things get done.
Oh, okay. What if,
hence
Carmen?
Her, I know how to work
hence her butthole tattoo.
How about this, Carmen? This will make you more comfortable. You can do it in your own home, in your bedroom, and we'll just have a bunch of listeners in your closet.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea the best.
All right.
You want us all to come in there and watch?
Setting. What if I record myself, because you guys, you know how you record your farts?
Forget the farts. No, we don't do that.
A lady
here. Yeah, it's a doctor.
What if I just record myself at home? And then we can bring it in and we can play that audio.
Fake.
You're right. You are negotiating with her. She's coming around now.
You would be able to go in my office with the door closed, locked, no cameras.
Okay.
We'll dial. We'll take my desk phone and we'll just put it on speaker and dial, and then you just forget about us. I would do it. I would be in there and all you'd hear is...
I know, but like I said, because of the things I like to say, like I have...
You got to get dirty?
Yeah.
By yourself? You talk loud?
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll stay by the dump button. Yeah.
We definitely want to listen.
I do the same thing when I'm cooking.
Do you want Dr. Shady to come in there and videotape it?
Like, I always announce... When it, you know.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah, so
do it like Ed McMahon. Here's Carmen. I don't know. Do it. Carmen, listen to me. Think. Well, I'm talking to Dr. Sadie. You think about it, and we'll see where you work it out. I would love to get this. By the way, the website again is ticklekitty.com, and this apparatus we're talking about, I'm going to make it a little sexier, a little more accurate. Before I said it looked like it would suck the blackheads out. Now, think of the thing that they put in your kid's ear when they go in the doctor.
Oh,
it kind of looks
sexier.
A little like that.
Yeah. An otoscope. Or someone else that it looks like a pipe.
That's hip with the kids these days. Mm-hmm. What is the thing that has, looks like it has a little, it's on your best-selling sex toys section. It looks like it has little tentacles on it.
Oh, gosh, that could be... what's it called?
I don't know. It was just a cover picture, so I have to find it. Well, let's go through. Okay, here it is. It's the Love It. It's the piece of the Love It.
Oh, gosh.
That looks like it has a little...
It's like a rabbit toy where it's got a stimulator that the woman uses. And there's a tentacle vibrating piece.
Spin around or whatever?
Outside for her pleasure spot.
Yeah,
so she's getting dual stimulation. Does the thing...
The vibrating thing that fits around the man's area. Does that thing work?
Those are awesome.
Really?
Yeah, because it restricts blood flow and it helps men last longer.
Oh, yeah.
And stay stronger, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And so when you guys finish, it's much more powerful.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I was thinking for her, but if it works for me too, that's fantastic.
Well, the ones that have the vibrating bullets on them, that part's for her and for her pleasure spot where we need the sensation, and you guys are getting fun too. So couples toys are awesome. Especially if you're bringing one into the bedroom and your guy is like, okay, I'll try something, but I'm not quite sure. Get something that you can both use at the same time.
I'm afraid it would tickle me and I would end up giggling. That's no good.
I'm looking at a series of things for men right now. That I don't even understand how they... So the speed shift, that's a ring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's adjustable.
What is the Apollo reversible grip? Does your thing go in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I hear from the guys that have tried that it feels like the real thing. So when your wife, your girlfriend's tired or on a business trip...
You just bust that out?
Yeah, and it's just for variety because you get tired of the same sensation. So why not add different things into the mix just for variety and fun and different types of pleasures and sensations?
Rob, they have a thing that ends in plug that I'm sure you would appreciate.
Oh, thank you.
There's the Gladiator, which I don't even understand what's going on there. It seems like multiple people would be tied up in that. It looks like a saddle.
That is, if you don't finish in time, you get eaten by a lion. That's what happens.
That's what it looks like. I'm running through all the stuff at TickleKitty.com. This is Dr. Sadie in the studio with us.
Click on that one, the tang up, the flip hole.
Which way? Wait, hold on.
The
I go back.
Right there?
Hold on.
Other side, Carmen.
Right.
Oh, you're over there.
That thing?
Yeah.
The flip hole?
Yeah.
Well, that looks like a device of a medieval torture.
Yeah. It looks like an old flip phone.
Yeah.
So that's the inside of the toy. It's a men's pleasurizer.
Right.
So again, you use it in the same way. You use some lubricant and you do your thing. But that's Japanese made, so really high quality silicone inside. And it's got all those ridges and bends, so you have all these sensations while you're...
Japanese know what's up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So
even though they blur out the penis in their pornos, when it comes to making toys, they go crazy.
And on their sex toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, you in Spanish? Why don't we make a deal, Carmen?
Yeah.
Rob in Spanish will go try one together if you try one alone.
No, I don't think.
Okay,
all right.
Deal. They have to be on call, too, though.
What's that?
Oh, no. Nobody wants to hear
they
that.
They have to be on call, too.
You know, I'm kidding. You got the wrong morning show for that. What is the best way for a guy to introduce this to their wives without making it seem like there's a problem? Like, guys are like, I would want my wife to try that. Or even the other way around, a lady to say, hey, we should get this stuff going, but they don't want to offend the guy.
Right, right. So first off, Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, man. Mm. That just got weird and I know. Well, hot at the same time.
Let me tell you, there's so many men right now buying this luxury toy for their wives.
For their mothers?
Oh. For their wives.
Oh.
Yeah, for when the lights go down after the dinner and the flowers right. and all that. I mean, it's a luxury, beautiful toy. And the other thing is there's so many women still that it's very difficult for them to get to the Big O.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you have a product chair that can get you there in 60 seconds just to get you jump started, it's like the gift from heaven.
Oh, and man, 60 spotlight. Seconds? Would yeah. be, that would make...
I was like, are you kidding me? So when I tried this, you know, and I put on my toy tester hat, and it's very important, I was amazed. Like, I wouldn't even be here talking about it.
You wore goggles and gloves.
Yeah.
Like
you're, yeah, yeah.
Put a plastic sheet on.
Carmen, why don't you and Dr. Sadie race and see who wins? Did you
I
think do
I,
that?
I would win. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I got many years experience. Like,
you just rattle it off real quick.
Pelvic floor muscles, your pubic coccygeus muscles.
Do you exercises?
Yeah, they're called Kegels.
The squeezing ones or the Kegels? Yeah. Yep.
Like, do you use a weight?
I don't use weights. I've tried them. They I don't need to.
Where does the weight go?
They have products and toys. We actually have one on the site. If you type in Kegel in the search bar.
Oh, good luck.
Up.
She's going to type in Captain Knievel.
Oh, you remember him. I used to love superheroes.
So you tie it to your private area?
No, it's just a little toy that she wears inside.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it's got a weight
inside. You
gotta
keep it.
Yeah. So
okay.
Squeeze your, so the same muscle that men have too, if you have to go pee real bad.
Right, you tighten it up.
That's your orgasm muscle.
I should be the Arnold Schwarzenegger of that muscle.
Yeah.
Because I had to pick my son up in car line every day. And for that hour, I'm like, oh God. So yeah. So what is that doing for guys though?
So guys, it strengthens the orgasm muscle as well. So the stronger that muscle is in you, the better you are at holding back when you want to.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Or having more powerful ones if you want to. So you have a lot more control in what goes on for you.
That's what I need, more power, I think.
You need more power.
Not that I'm lacking it. I just like to be very powerful in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a sense you are.
you're terrible at sensing. This is Crazy Patty. Crazy Patty, you're on with Dr. Sadie. Now, Patty's older, and she's a little crazy. Okay. What do you want to know, Patty?
Hey, Patty.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sadie. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a Brookstone compact personal massager.
Mm-hmm. Quote, massager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've used that for my masturbation, but I can't seem to get to the Big O.
Okay.
What do you think about, Patty? You ever think about me?
Yeah, once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Okay. Well, I'm laying in the bed, and sometimes I'm listening to you.
Uh huh.
And sometimes I'm listening to Roger and JP.
Uh huh. hey there, Patty.
And sometimes I'm thinking about the doctor, okay. So I'm going round and round and trying to find my clitoris.
All right. We know where. Okay. Okay. What's the problem? You can't find it?
I just can't seem to get it going. I don't know if it's my mind or. I think my body isn't connected to my mind.
Well, Doc, just so you know, I would also have a feeling that Patty is probably on some antidepressants, which may be slowing down her achieving the Big O, as she likes to call
it. That can affect things. So here's what I would suggest is get a new vibrator, and one of the most powerful ones on the market that gets almost every woman there that uses it.
Yeah.
It's called the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my site, too, on Tickle Kitty. And it comes in a cordless version or a cord, and so it's electric. It's super powerful. You've probably seen it. It looks like there's almost a tennis ball size head at the tip.
They sell it in a lot of the old school Sears catalogs had it.
That's where they originated.
As the face massager, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so that one I would suggest for you because that will get you there.
And you got to get the good RPMs.
It vibrates the whole area. So you know your pleasure spot. If you get a copy of my books, like there's the mystery of the undercover. She said the word rhymes with Dolores.
Right. Patty, you know what you should do? You should buy the wand and then you should get on your dryer and set it on, or your washer on spin cycle, so everything is just going crazy.
That Hibachi one cost, Dr. Sadie?
They're all pretty cheap.
You're not making fried shrimp.
They're all pretty inexpensive, Patty. What if we buy you one? What if the magic?
That would be sweet.
The magic wand is only $65.
I want one.
Let's get you. There's a Hitachi magic wand's $119.
That's a good.
That's perfect.
There's also the mystic wand, the one that Carmen's looking at right now.
Oh,
that's battery operated.
Oh,
that works really
one?
Well too.
Patty needs some you can hook up to a car battery.
Okay, so that's the Hitachi magic wand.
Patty needs it to be like a jackhammer. Hook it up to something that they break concrete.
Has a kickstart.
Yeah,
two stroke.
Dr. Sadie, can I please have one?
Well, she doesn't. Yeah. He's not giving them. I will buy you one for Christmas.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dr. Sadie.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, man.
Does she call in regularly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's your buddy. Okay.
Nothing. She doesn't do anything regularly.
It's pretty flattering she thinks about you and she's trying to do her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flattering or psychotic. One of the two. Michael, you're on with Dr. Sadie. What do you got, Michael?
Nice. Hey, how is everybody doing? You know, I'm not even going to lie. I didn't know what this content was at first because I just got suspended from work because the person I was working with at the time was listening to Tubby McCrybaby.
Okay.
And I refused. I told him, I was like, look, when the rain stops, if you want me to work, you turn it to my office or you keep it on here or I'm leaving. So he's like, well, you're suspended for 2 days. Well, I was like, kiss my ass.
Well, all right, good. Enjoy your 2 days off, sir. We're doing serious dildo talk right now. what do you, for Mother's Day, this is not related to your mother. This is the mother in your life, like your wife or something like that. What would you say would be a good entry level? Would we go with the womanizer? Is that where we're going? Or a good, like if you're introducing your wife to the first time for one of these, where do you start?
Well, I always suggest something that you used on the surface, topically.
Right.
Because the other kind could be a little intimidating.
Yeah, a little invasive.
Size, and then guys could be like, well, I don't want it to be bigger than I am.
Right, right.
Yeah. So something like the womanizer is a great place to start. And it's very focused on just her pleasure. This is just for the pleasure spot for women and will most likely get her there or give her.
Quickly.
And give her multiples.
Oh.
That's what I found for myself because I know how to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was fast.
When you say that, I know how to get there, what do you think? Just because you know where to use it? Or what are the factors that help you out so much?
Well, understanding how the body works, that you need to be aroused. And this is a thing, you know how women say, we want foreplay, and it's great, and it feels wonderful. Men like foreplay, too.
Yeah.
But it really takes our bodies 20 minutes just to have the blood flow go to our genitals and to have the erectile tissues that we have, just like you do. The same thing happens in our vulva in that area.
Should we have them get on the treadmill first to get the blood flowing? No, it's better to foreplay, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I always suggest for toys to go for something topical. So we have something as simple as a vibrating bullet.
Right.
A Tickle Kitty bullet that I sent you guys. It's
we
that
got
pink
that right
there.
Here, yeah.
Real basic, simple, kind of a staple item.
Yeah, my girlfriend likes that because we have
Yeah,
one.
She does.
Yeah, oh, I don't know how you would know, but yeah, she loves that one. That's perfect for her.
Carmen keeps breaking these. Carmen, seriously, Carmen, tell Dr. Sadie all the ones you broke.
Stop biting down on them, Carmen.
No, I think I just use them too much, you know, so I wear them out very.
You realize the doctor's thing, and they're supposed to be used a lot.
Quickly, I mean, like yesterday, I kind of had a lazy day because I have finals this week, so I've just been laying in bed and studying, and I've been doing that a lot. So, like, yesterday was, like, 6 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you won't do one now for us?
No, I mean, you want me on a phone and camera, and you got to make things way more complicated.
Why don't we let her try the womanizer and not record it or audio tape it?
All right. Why don't you go in my office by yourself with the womanizer? We won't even bother you. You lock the door. We'll stay in here.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what. Go in there.
Yeah.
And then we'll time it, and you come out when you're done.
Yeah, let's time it. I can go in there for a second and debrief her on the product.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Why don't you guys go do that?
Yeah.
Go do that real
go
quick.
Go in there and stay in there.
Yeah. Carmen, you go in there with Dr. Sadie.
Good luck.
Take your shirts off before you go in there. I'm just throwing everything out there. You got a new one?
This one. Yeah. She has a new one to take home. This one's charged and ready. We'll just go wash the tip. This hasn't been used.
Okay.
You want to wash it? Or you just want me to lick it real quick? All right, go ahead. Do it. But let me know, Spanish. You go with them just so you. Well, no, I guess when Dr. Sadie comes back in here is when we know that you're
start
ready
timing,
to go.
Yeah.
Okay? Look at me. You have my word. Nobody will bother you.
Yeah.
Okay? You know I don't lie to you.
No cameras?
No cameras okay. at all. Are you kidding me? If there are, they catch me doing a lot of nose picking while I'm in there.
Trust like that. That would be-
No. I would never do that.
Yeah, then you'd have to deal with me.
Right. I would never do that to you. No cameras in there. No phone calls. Nobody's going to try and sneak in or anything. Okay. But we'll stay in here, and you just tell the truth. Because obviously, it's not going to always take everybody 50 seconds.
Right.
So if it takes you 2 minutes or whatever, you just whenever you're done... You're done.
Okay.
All right. Why are you hugging Spanish? What did he do?
I need the juices flowing.
All right. I'm going to take a break and play some commercials while you guys get set up. Don't start until we're back on the air. All right. Carmen's going in with Dr. Sadie. Dr. Sadie's website is ticklekitty.com and very appropriately titled.
What are you going to do with that extra one? Just wondering.
Caitlin asked me if I could bring it home to her because she likes it.
She literally asked me, hey, can you get something home?
I got Mother's Day. We'll see. I'll bring it home to my wife, then you could have it.
Oh, I thought you were going to send it to your mom.
I want to try it. We'll try it at my house, then you guys could try it.
Oh, I'm sure that's sanitary.
I'm actually sending one to his mom, so
yeah,
she doesn't need to.
We'll take a break, and then we'll test Carmen in her womanizer to see how long it takes when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's going to be pretty hot.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio on 102.5 The Bone. It won't always make sense, but that says more about them than it does you. It's the Mike Calta Show.
It is the Mike Calta Show. 8:48. Dr. Sadie Allison is here. If you are by a computer, especially if you're a lady, I mean, guys, you're going to want to go look at this for your lady, but... You probably already checked if you're listening to the show. But ladies, you want to check out TickleKitty.com. Dr. Sadie's been on the show before, but she's finally in the studio with us, and she's got a whole slew of things. Now, in addition to obviously being Mother's Day, and when you think about this, you don't think about your mother, but the mother and, you know, your wife as a mother. But it is also National Masturbation Month.
That's what? Right.
Masturbation?
That's
Hell yeah.
Right. That's right. Yeah, it started back in 1995. I don't know. Do you remember Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders?
Yes, and she suggested, right?
Yes, yeah. that self-pleasure be taught in the curriculum in sex education in schools.
Yeah.
And she got fired for that by Clinton.
Which is so odd. Horrible. Because he was the most perverted president, and he succumbed to the pressure. Yeah. Now, I went to Catholic school from first grade to my senior year in high school, until my first year in college, as a matter of fact. And we, out of nowhere, the kids who went home for lunch came back, running back to school one day with these letters that they got at home that my Catholic school was going to be holding six after-school sex education classes. And we were blown away. We couldn't believe that it was happening. And it was the absolute worst thing in the world.
Oh, no, why?
Because they had co-ed classes taught to you by old ladies who didn't know anything really about sex.
Right.
And a lot of nuns there. Nothing ruined it more. So uncomfortable. But for a guy like me, it was great because I didn't care. So we just found the humor in it.
Right.
But it didn't serve any purpose. You learn about sex from your older friends. That's how you find out.
Or porn, which is a horrible teacher.
Horrible teacher. Horrible. Because you think girls like to be jackhammered.
Right.
And you think every girl likes you to finish in the same spot, which usually they don't.
Yeah,
and you find out the hard way.
It doesn't show men pleasing women. It shows them doing their thing more for their pleasure.
Right.
So like it really doesn't set up our young generation now who's watching a lot. But the education thing, it's really sad that there's still abstinence only education going on, because they're really just disservicing our youth. Because
sure.
They're going to do it.
They're
anyway.
Going to do it.
So
they're not going to do it the right way.
Protect themselves.
Right.
You know.
And although I have to tell you, I think this next generation and the current one now, like his and maybe the next one,
millennials. Yeah,
they're using condoms and they're a lot more open about it. But I never thought. Like, I talk to kids now about smoking. I don't talk to them, but if it comes up, all the kids say, ew, gross. When I was a kid, it was still cool to smoke.
Right.
I never smoked a cigarette in my life, but all the cool kids did. But now with all these ads and all these TV commercials and stuff, why a kid would smoke, I don't know. So the same thing has kind of happened. We've been able to talk openly about sex. You see it more on TV. So the next generation of kid knows They don't want to get diseases. They want to stay healthy, but yet they want to enjoy their sex lives.
Right. And the thing about the sex education industry, and it's come a long way. I mean, we're still in a revolution with people, and women are embracing it.
Yeah.
There's more empowerment going on, but it's still not taught in school. So you might learn about STDs and birth control, but where do people ever really learn how to give pleasure to someone and how to receive it and feel good about it?
And it's too taboo still, I think, for them to talk about in school because they don't want to get in trouble.
But that's where like my books come into play. I have six best-selling books, and they're all on different sexual topics.
By the way, I have to point out to our listeners that these are not the kind of giant books where you're like, I'm never going to read this. I won't understand that. They're a nice illustrated
pictures,
small books that you can get right to the point of what you want. Yeah, that's
point and play.
Yeah,
they're really easy to read. There's humor, bullet points, and lots of drawings. So it's really the type of book that's accessible, and you can actually check it out and then take some techniques from it and try them.
That's the way they should be.
Yeah, and this book here, Tickle His Pickle, Your Hands-On Guide to Penis Pleasing, I have been thanked by men around the world for putting this out there. But because women never really learn how to please a man.
Right.
Like, you've probably experienced women that didn't have any idea on how to really do it right.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, though, it's not the same for men and women. A 20% woman's attempt is fine. We'll still be okay. Whereas if a guy is 20% on a girl, it's like she's
Just stop, Mark Harmon. So the want to know the one number one thing that men tell me they want when it comes to receiving pleasure in this way?
I in my head I have the answer. Okay. Say what you're gonna. I don't know if I could even say it. So you say it.
Enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like my girl to look annoyed. Like, she can't wait to finish.
They'd much rather have a girl that maybe might not be that good at the 20%, but she's into it. She's trying. She wants to be pleasing you.
I would have said crying. No, that's not right. What?
Running mascara.
I can tell you, we were talking about this off the air. I've been married for, I have to look and see, oh, my son's out of the car. I've been married for 13 years, been with my wife longer. She still will go down on me. That's the way I have to say it. I would say I have a 90% return rate on asking. That I don't hear that a lot from my friends. And crazy car stuff and all. Yeah, that's I think what's
so
good.
So do you reciprocate? Does she have a 90%?
She had to beat me off. Yeah, I mean, beat me off like with a stick, beat me away.
Bad talking.
I'm always the only time now that I'm old, and I like when we go out to dinner and we go home and go to bed. Now we just want to go to sleep. But you know, we wake up in the morning. I'm ready to go.
I like morning too.
Yeah.
Quickies are great. They're fine. You don't have to have marathon sex all the time. And then you jump right in the shower. It's perfect.
Yeah. I actually like to lay there on my own stank for a little while.
Just reminisce.
Carmen, are you ready to give the womanizer a shot?
Yes.
Okay. Are you feeling comfortable? Are you nervous?
Not really nervous. No. I have I got everything set up.
Did you receive instructions from Dr. Sadie?
Yeah, she cleaned it for me and taught me how to use it. And
in my mind,
like
she goes, "Let me clean it for you." And she licked the tip of your womanizer. Don't ruin it. I know that probably didn't happen, but just let's leave it at that.
Oh, man.
By the way, there's some ladies on the phone with questions. I will get to your calls here in a minute. I just want to get Carmen all set up. If you got a question for Dr. Sadie, 1-800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025, and you can go to ticklekitty.com and look around there while you're waiting. Bullets, eggs, rabbits, G-spots, they got it all there. All right, Carmen, you want to go in and try?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're anxious now.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. You going to sit on the couch in my office? I just want to know where to take a nap after the show.
Yeah, I'll let you know exactly what happened.
Good. All right, and look, again, I want you to be calm. Nobody's going to leave the studio. Make sure you lock the door, though, because I don't know who else is out in the hall. Mm-hmm. All right, Carmen, I want to get the clock going. Like, how do I know when you're about to start?
I was actually telling Dr. Sadie something because I have a song that I use.
Right. Which one? I want to listen to it while you're doing it.
I'll pull it up. It's
Drake.
The Zone by The Weeknd, and when Drake part hits.
That's when you're done?
I mean, that's when I know, like, if it's going to happen or not, and normally he sets it over.
Okay. Well, of course, it's explicit.
Yeah. But he has this line. It says, "Wipe that lipstick off your mouth.
And?
Get on that couch."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why don't we just put a minute on the clock, start that, and as soon as the minute's up, then she can,
Well, let's not put too much pressure on her.
No,
it has to be relaxed.
Go!
Take your time, okay?
Take your time. I just want to know. All right, I'm going to let you go.
No, what I'm saying, put a minute and then start the clock.
No, what? Spanish, you just let me know when the door is closed. Okay. When the door is closed, then we will. Let me get my
She's
clock gonna going.
She's going to have to get positioned. Yeah. Close off.
That's fine. I'll when it's over, I'll take a minute off the time.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get the watch. Clock. I don't know. You're good, Carmen. Go in there and get all set up.
Is this hazing?
No. This is nowhere near
our job description.
No, you guys go way up.
Let me know when the door's closed.
Door's closed.
All right, so let's wait another 20 seconds for her to take her clothes off and get settled and stuff.
She's got to get her song up on iTunes.
Right. Yeah. This is Dr. Sadie Allison. Her website is ticklekitty.com. Carmen, all right, I'm going to start the clock now. Carmen is in my office with her toy called the Womanizer, which has kind of like a suction tip on it.
Yeah, air pleasure technology.
Yeah, air pleasure.
Really luxurious and innovative.
I'm holding it up for Bone TV, Joe, if you want to grab a shot of that. There you go. And there's a series of books. There's also lubrication. There's a whole bunch of things. And if you go to the website, ticklekitty.com, you can see all that. Great for Mother's Day. Great for any sort of
any person with a pleasure spot. And by the way, I didn't mention this, but the Womanizer, because it's Mother's Day and I want everybody to be fully pleased, I'm giving away with the Womanizer a set of my 6 books.
Oh, great.
Plus the Slippery Kitty Lube and that nice Tickle Kitty Bullet.
The
there.
Pickle Whoa. Pleaser goes too?
Not the Pickle Pleaser. That's separate. But all of these products right here, the books and the lube, they all come with it.
Good. Okay, that is fantastic.
Kelly and I have used your Ride 'Em Cowgirl book whatever it was. Yeah, it's
what
good
a coincidence.
Time. Yeah. So it's fun if you got nothing really to do and you want to try out some new stuff.
That's awesome. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was exciting.
I have a question.
There's 100 position illustrations in here.
What are you up to, Smash? How many did you do?
I think we've only done like 4 or 5 of them. Some of them, the pictures make it look easy, but if you're not that flexible, like sometimes
Spanish says, if your penis is inadequate in length, it's not able to do all the
one way to be rude.
When I wrote this book, I didn't want it to be like the Kama Sutra or some book that really wasn't accessible and easy to use. And instead of just putting positions and saying, okay, everybody, go at it, have fun, it's like, well, what do you do in these positions that make you a good lover? So, you know, you've had guys that say, oh, she rocked my world, or she was a dead fish.
So
I wanted to get to the bottom of that and figure out, so what did the girl that was great and got all the kudos and rocks, well, how was she in the same position? What made her so great? And so I did all my research. I took in my own personal research, talked to hundreds, thousands of people, and I write in the book for men and women what to do in each position that makes you good looking.
Oh, good.
Where you're supposed to look, where he wants to be touched, how to hold the leg, how to move and swivel.
I missed that part.
You need to go back and do your
lesson
in here.
Yeah, we just looked and pointed at pictures and we're like, oh, we could do it. It's easy.
That works too. Yeah. That's perfect.
When I was a kid, Dr. Ruth was really the only sex therapist. Mm-hmm. And we used to joke, we used to go, would Dr. Ruth be the best at having sex because she knows all this stuff? Or would she be a pain in the ass constantly telling you what to do and where
to
go? So really, it'd be much more of a question for you than it would be ever to ask old ass Dr. Ruth. Are you like ready to go, or is every time you have sex is it a chore? Like I got to listen to you give me instructions and all that. Your boyfriend seems pretty happy.
Yeah,
he is a happy guy.
Yeah. Because you're the tester. You're like, tester, hey man, I got this new thing. Yeah,
I would say that I'm a generous lover, uh-huh. And that's what I always promote to men and women: be a generous lover, and especially to guys. Because they ask me, well, how do I get my wife to have more sex with me? And I say, well, what are you doing? What are you doing for her in the bedroom? Are you giving her a reason to want to have a lot of sex with you? And a lot of guys aren't being generous. So I say, it's not about you and your pleasure, because that will happen. The wind blows, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
You'll get yours. You just focus on her pleasure 100%. Keep doing that, and it'll come back 100-fold.
And at least in my opinion, let her go first.
Always.
Because if I go first, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'll stick it out, but I'm sticking it out at that point. And if I don't, I'm enthusiastic about it at that point.
Exactly. Not only will it get her body more warmed up if you let her go first,
right,
and she can have several, which you should also
try to
do, you'll last longer, and she'll be happier, and then she'll want to have more sex with you. It's pretty simple.
But you
have to put out, because unfortunately, God made our bodies where they don't align. Your pleasure is all at the top, where you know it is. Ours is in the pleasure spot, and they don't align naturally.
Plus, women don't like porn like we do.
Yeah.
There are actually a lot of girls that do.
Yeah, but they want different lovey-lovey girl-on-girl porn or something, where we guys want to see dirty.
Have you seen Andrew Blake's stuff?
No.
Oh, that's really sensual, beautiful, classy.
I'm out.
Check it out, because the ladies that
I want mine to be
like
about
it.
Human trafficking. I wanted to be no. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just like we went to the. I'm kidding. When we went to the Todd, Carmen and I, they have all sorts of porn. And they had one section was like married couple porn. You're like, ugh. But that's what most chicks like. My wife's not a prude or anything like that, but it doesn't have the same effect for her that it does for me. Like, I'll watch anything. I'll watch a fat girl go to town. Ron Jeremy doesn't ruin it for me. I'm just ready. No. I mean, not just Ron Jeremy. There have to be chicks around as well. Sue, you're on with Dr. Sadie. What do you got, Sue?
Yes, I just wanted to ask the doctor if any of her books would be appropriate for like an adolescent boy.
Absolutely. Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And absolutely, these are the fundamental guides that I think all high school kids should read. It talks about men's anatomy, women's anatomy, the importance of lubrication, techniques and pleasing, how to communicate. So these are like the instruction guides that everybody should read. And I've had a lot of people tell me that, like, God, I wish I had this when I was 18. That would save me a lot of grief and heartache.
Sue, how old is your, I assume it's your son?
Yes.
How old?
He's just turned 12, but it's something that I know he's asking questions about.
You know what I would suggest then? Because that's, well, in today's world, with smartphones and all the kids seeing porn by 9 years old, they know way more than we realize. So just, you always use that rule of thumb that he's probably already seen stuff
it.
Like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So what you can do is get the book and you read it first, check it out, and you can decide what you think is age appropriate at this time. But really, all of this is about pleasure. It's really about
pleasure. I can tell you, Sue, as a guy who was a 12-year-old boy at one point, the best thing was a book that we had stolen that was a clinical sex guide book, because anything you did hear on the streets that you couldn't figure out and you were afraid to ask, you could look up in that book.
Exactly.
So that definitely would help.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of research for these books, and I have a doctorate in human sexuality, and I've talked with many people. So it's really great fundamental information, and I would say it's probably okay, although depending on how much of the pleasure techniques you want to expose to him.
Yeah.
But it's really about having good relationships. And when a man can understand a woman's body and know the importance of pleasing her, that's going to set him up right for his future.
Yeah, and then show him the page with the plugs on it and tell him to stay out of prison. That helps too. Michael, you're on with Dr. Sadie. What do you have?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, that's Michael again. You hung up before I was able to ask my question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question.
No, no problem. It's just I was seeing if there's any way I could fix my relationship, because quick backstory, at my job, I got everybody that switched to a different radio station to listen to your show in the morning.
Yeah, I don't – same old, sorry. What does that have to do with you and sex? And let's go to Ed. Ed, what do you got? Ed said he has a warning for buying the fake Hitachi wand. Would you break it?
No, my wife's wand, the card got frayed on it, so she went online to buy one, and she saw one that was, like, for $20, but when the thing arrived, it was, you know, all it was wires going into the head. The actual Hitachi has got a motor in it.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's a major thing, so you don't want to buy a fake one.
By the way, your wife frayed out the wires? Good job, man.
Yeah. I only carry the top, the original one.
Yeah, I actually had to go in and rewire it for her so that would work.
What'd you do, 220? 110? What do you got over there?
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Matt, you're on with Dr. Sadie. What do you got, Matt? So many guys today. Yes, sir.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, my question is about, sometimes I have a hard time, like, finishing, because if we go more than like 5 minutes or so, I get desensitized. So I was just curious, is there any way that I could increase my sensitivity?
I'm sure she loves that.
Okay, here's a question. Do you self-pleasure often?
I used to, but now that I have a girlfriend, you know, we have fun a lot, very often.
Okay, because that's the one thing I'd recommend, is stop doing that with yourself. Because it's a common problem. A lot of guys will watch porn and they'll pleasure themselves, and they get used to the speed and the tightness that they can do
that
to themselves.
Can do, yeah.
And then when they're with a real live woman, which can't compete with your fist, they get desensitized. So really, I would stop doing that altogether and see how that works.
Okay, but there's nothing that I could do to like make the nerves or whatever more sensitive?
No.
Just stop using it for a little while. You guys should skip, like, go every 3 days. Skip a couple of days and let it build up.
Okay. Good advice. All right, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the room, Carmen.
Oh, my gosh. Carmen. She's back quick. Yeah.
Technically on the clock, 9 minutes and 3 seconds, but we got to take some time off, shave some time off of that for setup and nerves.
Right.
Everything good? You finished out?
Yeah.
Did you do it at the time? Did you finish out when Drake was there?
Like right after he was
really?
Done.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Bravo.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. Let me tell you, if the womanizer can get Carmen to finish in under 9 minutes with six, seven people waiting in the room next door for her. That's pretty good.
Let's be honest.
Carmen, did you time it on your phone, like the actual time you were using it?
No, I didn't. I got set up, and then once I laid down, I started my music.
So how many minutes should we take off of the 9 for your setup, do you think?
I mean, it was a good, like, 3 minute setup.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I had to make the room dark, but I didn't want it, like, pitch black, so I had to turn on the fireball machine.
Oh, and man.
What a good sport you have here.
Yeah. Oh, she's a trooper.
Welcome for you, Carmen.
She's a trooper. So let's say an average of 6 minutes.
It was probably like 4:30.
So, but wow. I would tell you, even at 9 minutes, that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty solid.
4.5.
Yeah. Good job, Carmen.
I know what I
like. All right, now go try again and see if you can beat it. Just kidding.
I don't think it works like
a
that.
A new state record.
I feel like we've learned a lot today. This has been fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. You guys are awesome.
TickleKitty.com is the website. You can go there and you can see Dr. Sadie and all the products that she has. May is masturbation month. Self-pleasure month.
Self-pleasure month. Yep.
Let's get it right. And there's some really interesting things on here that I have never seen before. And like several people have wondered and called about, there is something here for you. I can guarantee you that.
Yep, absolutely.
Whatever you like, even if you don't want to admit it or talk about it, or if you've always wanted to try it, you can do that.
And it's nice because it's private online. You don't have to walk into a store. Mm. You can kind of take your time.
That's a good question. How does it arrive to your house?
Discreet packaging.
Yeah.
No clue as to what's inside. Just plain brown box.
Kind of like Amazon. You have no idea.
Like well, my wife. They got a big sticker.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like my wife, I don't know. She could be ordering the Hitachi wand for all I know. There's books. So you're going to get the womanizer. This is all the stuff that comes with the thing?
Yeah.
God, you tell them. I don't want to screw it up.
All 6 of my best-selling, award-winning books.
Right.
Tickles Pickle, Ride 'em Cowgirl, Tickle My Tush, et cetera.
Tickle Your Fancy.
Yeah.
Toygasms.
Everything you need to know. Slippery Kitty Lube, which is actually my signature line. I created it.
Okay.
So it's paraben and glycerin-free, which means it's safe for female body use.
Good.
Yeah.
And I just use mayonnaise. That never works.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. On that note, a little secret I have is hair conditioner in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
No, I felt like that would burn. Yeah. Me and you.
No, didn't burn.
Really?
But I don't know.
No, hey, look.
And it so the womanizer comes with the 6 books, the Slippery Kitty Lube, water-based, and as well as the Tickle Kitty Bullet Vibe that you were playing with over there. And free shipping.
I got
free
it right shipping. Over here. Nice. I have to tell you, this is a great promotion, and all you ladies are listening to the show. And all you guys that want to do something nice for your lady, TickleKitty.com. Dr. Sadie, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. Thanks
hopefully,
for having me.
Hopefully in the next, really you should incorporate Christmas into your season.
Should I come back?
I think
December?
You should come back. I don't know if we can wait until February.
By the way, I'm on social media. Twitter is at Dr. Sadie. Facebook, Instagram, Dr. Sadie Allison. Come check it out.
Yeah, and unlike most sex doctors that you've grown up, look, Dr. Sadie's really good looking. Because there's Dr. Ruth, and then there was that really old lady on TV. What was
Sue Johansson?
Sue Johansson.
Out of Canada, yeah.
I don't know what people are getting. That's the kind of people that were teaching me in school. Sue Johansson. Old ass, ugly men looking nuns.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.